The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's February the 7th, and we've got one topic today from the School of Metaphysics, and I have Walter Horitzai. And that's probably the only time I'm going to pronounce your name today, Walter Horitzai.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
Very good.
Now, your title with the School of Metaphysics is what?
I am a director at the School of Metaphysics and a teacher
okay.
in the school. And a student, always a student first.
So you're director, student, teacher.
Right.
Or student, teacher, director.
Yeah, student, okay. teacher, director.
All right. For people who may not be aware of what we're talking about, what is the School of Metaphysics?
Well, the School of Metaphysics, if you want to break the word down, metaphysics, meta means beyond, physics means nature. So we study the things that are beyond nature, which would be the mind, the self. Also, we have a foundational practice, which is the 10 essential life skills. And briefly, a few of those essential life skills would be self-respect, undivided attention, concentration, listening, memory, breath. Those essential skills to bring about awareness of self and to be more conscious and awake of our thoughts, our attitudes, and who we are and what we have to bring to.
I want you to go through those life skills again that you mentioned.
Oh, very simply. It wasn't all 10 of them, but it's just a handful of them. Self-respect, to be able to see again or to look again from a different perspective, see the self in another way, another view. Undivided attention.
And that's hard for many of us.
It can be, and it is a practice and a process that when you do it every day, a little bit every day, it builds to where it creates it becomes second nature to us, mm-hmm. you know, after a while of continual practice.
Okay. So. You mentioned breath.
Mm-hmm. Breath.
Yes. Talk about that.
Well, breath, whenever we bring our awareness to our breath, it aligns our self to be more present. Let's say if we're having an emotional reaction or we might be thinking of something in the past. If we can just bring our attention to our breath by breathing in and breathing out, it creates a state of relaxation and calmness within our physical body as well as our mind to help us be more relaxed and be more present rather than getting caught up in a fantasized future or things of the past that may be completely out of what's happening in the moment.
Isn't it important for all of us to learn to live in the present? So many of us don't. We're thinking about what happened yesterday or what happened a couple of days ago and what could happen tomorrow because maybe I didn't do something right last week.
Right. Thinking in the school with those essential life skills helps one to eliminate the unnecessary mind chatter and begin to have more of a still mind.
Because the presence is all we have.
Right.
We're not guaranteed that we're going to have an hour from now. We're not guaranteed that we're going to have tomorrow. And yesterday is gone.
This is the past.
An hour ago is gone. What we have is the presence. And being able to live in the presence enriches us also.
Always. Mm-hmm.
So how do you teach that at the school?
Well, we do start with a foundational exercise, and it's one that you are doing all the way through the first cycle of lessons, and it's a concentration exercise. I don't want to give it away on the air. However, the concentration exercise is a practice of 10 minutes a day, putting your attention on a point, having a point of focus, and allowing the self to eliminate distractions to bring the attention back to the present over and over and over until eventually the mind and the thoughts begin to slow down enough to where you can hold the attention still and the concentration still without any thoughts for approximately 1 minute to 10 minutes.
Can that become second nature to us then once we have perfected it?
Yes, it can. It eventually have no thoughts for a minimum of 10 minutes.
Okay. I mean, we can go on and go on. Mm-hmm. Before we started today, you told me you wanted to share a little bit about your life story. When you were young, you were diagnosed with Tourette syndrome.
Right. It was Tourette syndrome, ADHD, and OCD. And I went through a lot of processes of doing things outside of myself, like martial arts and skateboarding and things that could, release a lot of energy that was building up inside of me. However, I had a lot of tics and twitches and noises, but because of the school of metaphysics, with the concentration exercise every day, the looking at the self again from different perspectives, meditation, and visualizing the self to be someone different, I've created more of who I've desired to be, which is a very clear ideal of being still, being concentrated, being able to communicate full thoughts without having to twitch or so-called bark or things like that.
Do you still have sessions of Tourette syndrome?
Sure. Sure, there, and it is a teacher. I see is that it is my teacher of whenever my mind gets swayed from the present moment, or whenever I'm distracted, or I don't want to learn something in the present moment, they do come up, and it usually stems from anger most of the time. So, but that peacefulness and that calmness really help.
If people would like to have more information about the School of Metaphysics, what can they do?
Well, you can give us a call at 573-449-8312. Mm-hmm. You can also email us at columbia@som.org. We hold classes weekly, and that's from 7:30 to 10:30.
Can people just drop by and see what you're all about?
Sure. Yeah, and I usually work. I have a day job from 8 to 5 in the morning, eight in the morning to 5 at night. So anytime after 5 o'clock.
People can just stop by and see what's going on there.
Sure. They can come on by.
And your location is?
It's right across the street from the public library at 103 West Broadway.
All right. Walter, thank you so much for coming by. And your phone number again if they want more information?
It's 573-449-8312.
Okay, Walter, I'll try it again. Hiritzai.
That's perfect.
Walter Hiritzai.
Good job.
Thank
You're
you
listening
for coming.
Much, much better.
Thank you for coming by from the School of Metaphysics. Let's see, tomorrow, Kathy Barton, Dave Perra will be with us with some music. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to see this again or listen to it, go to kbia.org, sign up for a podcast or a podcast. Bye-bye.